In the friendly confines of their home stadium last night, the St. Louis Cardinals lost the third World Series game in a row to the Boston Red Sox. Mandy St. Amon was in the stands last night. She's a diehard Cardinals fan, joins us from St. Louis, where she's an editor at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Ms. St. Amon, will you read the headline of your paper there, please?
Slip sliding away.
Three down, had a wet field last night, and they just didn't do very well, the St. Louis Cardinals.
No, not at all. We couldn't hit. We couldn't run the bases. It was just an ugly night.
And how does it feel? It's really an awkward game, right?
Well, it's a punch in the gut. That's all you can say, because after you go to, you know, dozens of games all summer long, and the Cardinals play like the team that you know and love, and they hustle and they don't make mistakes, and then last night they did make mistakes, and they didn't hustle, and you're just going, who are these imposters? What happened to our Cardinals who won 105 this season?
And the Cardinals who, by the way, led the National League in run production, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We scored runs like crazy all during the season, and then we scored a lot in the first two rounds of the playoffs, but for some reason we just can't seem to get on the board much against Boston, and it's so hard to watch.
I want to mention another newspaper here, the Los Angeles Times. Bill Plaschke's column is headlined, Cardinals Become a Running Joke, and here's what he said about the base running. Jeff Suppan froze, Albert Pujols wandered, Larry Walker gambled, dust flew, tags thwacked, rallies were mugged, scoreboards were struck, and for the first time anybody can remember, Cardinal fans actually booed. Did you hear Cardinal fans booing your team?
Oh, yeah. There were some scattered boos. And, you know, that's not really the first time, because on occasion the Cardinal fans will boo when there's a really boneheaded play. And unfortunately, we happened to have some boneheaded plays last night at a time when we could least afford them.
Now, you are newly wed, and your husband, here we go, is a Red Sox fan, grew up as a Red Sox fan. How did he do last night?
He loves the Red Sox, but he also loves the Cardinals because he's been to so many games. So he's really happy for the Red Sox because of the long drought since 1918. Yet he keeps his emotions in check because he's sitting next to me and he's sitting with 52,000 St. Louis Cardinal fans, and he knows being too happy for Boston would not go over well.
I bet he's afraid to even look at you sometimes.
It was a very quiet drive home. That's really the best way to describe it.
A quiet drive home. Well, you know, the Red Sox, of course, came back from being down three games in the playoffs, and that could happen with the Cardinals.
It could, and that's just it. You never give up until the last out is in someone's glove and there's dancing and jubilation on the field. But you just have to wonder if baseball history can be set twice in the same season. The Red Sox did it, and I'm glad because I don't like the Yankees. I'm glad they came in. If they were beating anyone but the Cardinals, I'd be thrilled for Boston. But because they're beating the Cardinals, it just is really hurtful.
Mandy St. Amon talking with us from St. Louis, Missouri. Game 4 is tonight in St. Louis, the Cardinals versus the Red Sox. Thank you.
Thank you.